Sometimes a scientific idea is so compelling it's accepted as fact, even if it isn't true. Life on Mars, for example. Last century, most people assumed there had to be intelligent life on Mars. Telescopes showed what looked like evidence of a modern civilization. Since landing spacecraft there, we know that if there is life on Mars, it's doing a good job of hiding. There are plenty of Earth-bound scientific myths. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca points out sometimes people just can't be bothered by the facts.
A lemming is a small, furry rodent that lives in far northern climates. Sometime in the past 2 centuries, it became common knowledge that lemmings are suddenly seized with a desire to commit mass suicide. It's an outlandish idea, but it's now part of our culture.
By now, the lemmings have forgotten the original idea of food. They've become victims of an obsession, a one-track thought. Move on. Move on. Keep moving on.
In 1958, the Disney film White Wilderness depicted lemmings' frantic race toward destruction in the Canadian Arctic.
They reach the final precipice. This is the last chance to turn back. Yet over they go, casting themselves bodily out into space.
It's a dramatic scene, all right. White Wilderness won an Oscar for Best Feature Documentary. Just one small problem. The only reason the lemmings went off the cliff is reportedly the filmmakers pushed them. Staging wilderness scenes to make them look better was a common practice in the 50s, according to a Disney spokeswoman. She's not certain whether this one was staged or not. Some species of lemmings do indeed migrate in groups, even crossing small bodies of water together. But mass suicide? Uh-uh. Like any good myth, there is a tiny grain of truth lurking in the lemming story. Over the years, the number of lemmings in a particular area can soar. But when the lemmings have eaten all the Arctic vegetation that fueled the population boom, an inevitable crash occurs. So the periodic sharp declines in lemming numbers are due more to food availability than a sudden emotional instability. Despite what is now a mountain of scientific evidence to the contrary, the myth of lemmings and their suicidal plunge appears to be here for good. Maybe you caught this exchange last Friday on Morning Edition between Bob Edwards and Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan.
It becomes a status thing to have your film out in December. So everyone wants to be out in December.
Yeah, but doesn't a good movie get lost in the crowd?
Oh, it happens all the time. It's really, it's just like lemmings jumping off a cliff. Why do lemmings keep jumping? I mean, you know, if we could solve that problem, Bob, we'd all be a lot happier.
I don't know about you, but I feel a lot happier already. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.